Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
How are you doing? Morning.
I don't know, is this a regular thing that you have yearly up in the Phoenix Park at Halloween?
Well, we're hoping it might make it so. We certainly have regular events in the Phoenix Park in conjunction with the Office of Public Works. So, it's, you know, if you keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook accounts and the usual places, we have a whole series of events throughout the year. We're going to have one next month on feeding garden birds, and then one in December as well, which is Santa's Little Helpers talking about how... A lot of people maybe don't realise that it's actually robins in the garden tell Santa whether you've been a good or a bad girl. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And we better be careful that the kids don't go out assassinating the little robins so they won't tell them anything.
I would see then other robins would see that. You see, you can't get around. He has his spies everywhere.
Okay. But it's an unusual one for Halloween, though. It sounds fascinating, though. But give us the outline of what it's going to be and what people should do, how prepare for it.
Well, the idea is that if they come down tonight to the Phoenix Park, we're starting at 6:30 at the Visitor Centre. I'm going to give a short talk, which is going to be about zombies, monsters, vampires and ghosts that are real and that you might be able to find in your garden. So without giving away too many surprises, one of the things I'll be talking about, for example, is that you can actually have zombie rats in your neighbourhood and you might not even realise it. Which is there's a parasite that gets into the brain of rats, and its life cycle, it has to get from a rat inside a cat. So what it does is it actually makes the rat attracted to the smell of cats. And in fact, there's even a video I've got of a rat actually jumping and running towards a cat. So it's amazing. It's the parasite has got control of the rat's brain and is making it and forcing it to run towards cats. Therefore, it's been turned into a zombie. It's these kind of things that are all out there in the wild world, and you can actually find yourself by just stepping outside your door.
This is real.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely really. It's toxoplasmosis. It's the parasite that anybody who has lived with a pregnant lady or has been pregnant themselves will know that the midwife will tell you that to not to empty litter trays or to use gloves if you do, because it can affect human brains as well. And it's really common within rats and then within cats as well. And that's actually an effect that it has on the rats. It turns the rats into zombies in effect.
And how long does the effect last?
I think once it gets in there, it's actually sort of changed the behaviour and the brain chemistry. So and generally as well, that if you're a rat that has an attraction to cats and goes and seeks cats out, you probably won't last very long, to be in all honesty.
Okay. And what way would it work? Does it affect other animals like that, or is it just the rat?
Well, there is actually fascinating work a guy has done. I think he's a little bit out there, but he reckons that the parasite can affect human brains. And also, I mean, apparently something like 30 or 40% of the human population are actually affected by this parasite. And some people would say it's completely harmless, whereas he claims that, what was it now? It makes men more non-conformist. And it makes women, I can't remember, and I think maybe makes humans more attracted to cats themselves or something like that. And there's loads and loads of parasites actually out there that can affect animals' behavior. There's another one that you get in ants, and the parasite has to get from an ant into a sheep. And what it does is it actually affects the ant's brain, and the ant stops what it's doing. It climbs up the nearest blade of grass that it can find. It clamps on with its jaws and sticks its back legs up in the air. So it's literally just hanging there on the top of a blade of grass, which makes it much more likely that a sheep coming along and grazing is going to munch the top off that grass, swallow the ant. The parasite inside the ant has then got back inside the sheep. It's a fascinating sort of realm of study, the way the parasites can affect other animals' brains.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's scary, though. I have to say, it sounds scary to me. Anyway.
And, well, it's Halloween, so it's a perfect subject matter.
And when you say, you're talking about now the rat and the cat, now the ant and the sheep, so is it just purely by defecate waste that the human brain with litters and that, is that how it affects the humans?
I think so, yeah, that's exactly it. You know, that's quite often the way with a lot of parasites. If they're going from one animal to another, it drops out the back end and then another animal sort of picks it up inadvertently. Mm-hmm. So the message in all of this is wash your hands. It's a good idea.
Okay, now it's starting at 6 o'clock. People just turn up, is that, and it's totally a family event, but children must be accompanied by adults.
Yeah, it's 6:30 at the visitor centre, completely free. So just come along and, yeah, as you say, we have all children accompanied by an adult, please, and bring a torch. So like I said, I'm going to give a short talk on the scarier aspects of nature, and then we're going to go for a walk after dark around about the Phoenix Park, and just see what kind of mini beasts we can find. So see if we can find any bugs and beetles, and also we'll be looking for tracks and signs. So seeing what we can find, if we can find any feathers or any signs of the animals that are about, and if we're really lucky, we might even catch a glimpse of a badger or similar, but I wouldn't put money on that, but you never know. Come along and find out.
Okay. Now, seeing as you're Birdwatch Ireland, is that scary about birds? We should know.
That's one of the other birds I'll be talking about. There is all kinds of noises you can hear in the night. I won't give away, but there's some really scary noises. I've known full-grown adults be absolutely terrified by birds they've heard in the night and not realised what they were hearing. So, there's some pretty scary birds there as well.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fascinating. As I said, that people should just turn up. Kids should be accompanied by an adult, starting at 6:30 at the visitor centre. Is that what you said?
Visitor centre at Phoenix Park, 6:30, and we'd love to see everyone there.
Okay, I might go myself, though. I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous now. You've made me a little bit nervous. And I'll be careful where I lie down in any grass in future as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks very much, Jamie.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Bye bye.